Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about diseased female mind. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are well, air kicking ass. I took about a week off because I had a lot of stuff on my plate, so I couldn't do this because I'm not getting paid, so yeah. And then when I came back, the video editor thing that I use reset it, so everything's brand spanking new. Well, I don't give a shit. That means just start over again, I guess. So whatever. Yes, friends, this video is going to be about women and all the stupid bullshit mental gymnastics they do to justify their shit that they're doing currently. Yes, friends, women are fucking dumber than fuck. Why? Because they're women and they're closer to children than they are to adults. Shocker, right? Well, it is what it is. Yes, friends, I do have clips of women doing stupid shit. Yeah, I have one woman that thinks she's a lesbian and another one that thinks she's a man. So let's play the lesbian and get to see what's in her fucking noodle. So let's roll the clip.
I'm a lesbian. Everybody knows. I'm in a relationship with the girl Mary. So it's all good.
Oh, so you're dating the Virgin Mary, huh? Oh, well, maybe when both of you have a kid together, maybe she'll have an immaculate birth, and you birth Jeeves. yes, Jesus coming here, back to the world, to save us from all the Jewish scourge, huh? Okay, whatever. Well, let's continue.
So tell me about your relationship. We've been friends for years. She's a great student. We're looking at colleges together with both sets of our parents.
Lesbianism is nothing but a genetic dead end. Yes, being gay is stupid as fuck. Yeah, what the fuck are these dumb bitches doing? They start scissoring and they're gonna start a forest fire? How fucking stupid is that? Stop messing with fucking this gay shit. It's so fucking stupid, but it is what it is. So let's continue. Fuck these people, whatever.
It sounds like you and Mary have a great relationship. So, different terms mean different things to different people.
Brace yourself, fellas, because women are fucking stupid. Yes, crazy pussy, my friends. They're everywhere, so just because they look pretty, don't be fooled. They're insane and they will cut you, just saying.
So, tell me, what does the term lesbian mean for you?
It means that I'm attracted to women. It's probably more emotional. I feel like I'm emotionally close with my female partners, and I didn't feel that way when I was dating boys.
I'm sorry, sweetness. It didn't work out between you and men. Yes, not all men are fucking insane. Yeah, there's some men that will take care of you. But I know there's some men that are fucking explosive and are toxic and they do some stupid shit. But not everybody. I'm not fucking insane. I am angry, but that's some other shit. So yes, lady, just because some guys treat you like shit, not all of them. Like, not all women treat guys like shit, but most of them do, but, you know, it is what it is. Well, let's continue.
Good. And are the two of you sexually active?
Yeah, we are.
So being sexually active can mean different things?
What the fuck? How the hell can it mean different things to different people? Fucking is fucking. Just because you're two fucking muff divers and you start rubbing your pussies together using dildos or whatnot? Yeah, sex is sex. What kind of fucking bullshit is this stupid doctor bitch talking about? Yeah, women and their fucking ideas, right? Delusional much? Anyways, let's continue.
To different individuals? So, tell me what body parts you and Mary are using.
Well, I use my vagina and Mary uses her penis.
Oh, Mary has a penis? Oh shit, that gives a new fucking meaning to that movie called There's Something About Mary. Oh shit, that is so fucking hilarious. Fucking A, these fucking people and the shit that they fucking do. Yes, this bitch ain't a fucking lesbian, she's with a fucking tranny. Yes, it's just a fucking guy that dresses like a bitch, so wow, wrap your mind around that shit. Well, enjoy.
So is Mary transgender?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. A lot of people don't know. I mean, I'm fine with it. I really do love her.
Oh, so that's the only way you love men? Is when we put dresses on? What the fuck? Yeah, these fucking bitches say, we hate all men, all men must die. But then you put on a dress and you let your hair long? Then you okay? Yeah, so what, fucking Mark has to become Mary? What the fuck? Well, whatever, that's the kind of shit you have to do to get a bitch nowadays? Whatever, I guess. Well, let's continue.
That's great. Now tell me what you and Mary are doing about birth control.
Well, I was on the pill, but I'm not anymore since I was told I don't have to be, since I'm a lesbian.
Oh, that makes sense. So now that Mark identifies as Mary, that makes you both women, and like women can't have children because two women can't do that. Yeah, you'd be safe, right? Even though Mary has a fully functioning penis that ejaculates semen. Yeah. So, yeah, you think Jesus was gonna be born from that? Oh shit, the delusionals of female minds, right? Yes, friends, don't you wish you could find a stupid bitch like this? Oh yes, women are fucking stupid, but why can't they be stupid on your benefit, right? It's always against men. Boo! But whatever, let's continue.
So Mary and I have talked about that, and right now she's on estrogen pills, so it's kind of hard for her to have sex when we do use a condom.
What a delusional ass bitch. She thinks because her boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, is taking estrogen pills can get her pregnant. Yes, how fucking stupid is that? You try to do things the right way, but no, people do their stupid bullshit. But that's the world that we live in. Oh, hopefully fucking Iran gets rid of this shit. Just saying. Yes, friends, these females are so fucking stupid. They think they know everything. But no, they don't. They're fucking stupid. That's why women don't deserve fucking rights, because they do stupid shit like this. They should be in the kitchen barefoot and making babies and sandwiches. Yes, friends. But don't worry, this stuff is still gonna continue. And here's a clip of this lovely lady. She's not bad looking. She thinks that she's a man, so she's all butthurt because people use her dead name. Yeah, instead of worrying about her stupid dead name, she should be in the kitchen making babies and sandwiches. Yes, I'll put a baby in this fucking whore. It's just that her brain is stupid. But what can you do, right? Well, let's play the clip.
So I was just forcibly outed at work today, and I'm gonna try not to cry throughout this video.
Yeah, apparently crying is a very manly thing to do, right? Oh man, isn't this fucking funny how they fucking bastardize fucking men? What a dumb bitch. Yeah, instead of trying to have a penis, you should have a penis inside of you. Just saying, but let's continue.
But I'm very emotional, because it was probably one of the worst things I'd ever experienced, and one of my biggest fears.
Gee, I thought rape was the worst thing you could do to a bitch. But this chick saying, oh, misgendering me is the worst thing you do to me. Okay, bitch, so I can't call you a woman? You gotta be a fucking man? Well, why don't you defend yourself, you stupid ass fucking bitch? Yeah, you can't. Just take that fucking dick like you're supposed to, you stupid ass bitch. But whatever, let's continue.
So I'm trans. Ugh, I know, right?
Yes, you are correct. Trannies are fucking gross. You're disgusting, vile creatures. But it is what it is. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only, and these are my delusions, so enjoy.
Gross. I don't talk about it because it's not a big part of my identity. I'm just a guy.
Bullshit. You're crying and complaining. This is all you fucking talking about. This is your identity, you fucking dumbass bitch. Oh, incidentally, do you know this old dude from Back to the Future? Yeah, he died. That fucking sucks. He came out in a lot of movies. Not only Back to the Future, he also came out in He-Man and fucking other shit. So, yeah, I just wanted to throw this out there because this guy was cool. Oh, thanks for the notification. So let's continue.
Hi, I'm just Ren, like it's whatever. And I live in the South, and a lot of people are bigots and a lot of people are mean, so I don't.
Fucking trannies, always crying and complaining. Don't do they don't get their way. Yes, all you do is fucking talk shit, and when you don't get your way, you start doing your little fucking temper tantrums.
Damn.
That is so fucking bullshit. No, motherfucker, you're the same thing as me. We're made out of flesh, and when you die, you're gonna rot in the ground. Same thing as me. Yes, you're not fucking special. I'm not fucking special. The only thing that makes people special is the things that you do. But you're doing nothing but stupid shit. So your value is garbage. So it is what it is. So yes, friends, don't fall for these stupid ass people's fucking delusional shit. Fuck them. Fuck them all. But this is the trajectory we're in, right? Anyways, let's continue.
Go around telling people. And I work with a lot of people. The staff I work with is really big. So I don't tell people that I'm trans because I don't get questions and the bigotry I would experience, it would just be ridiculous. But the only thing I do is I don't go by my dead name. I go by Ren everywhere.
If you're Ren, then where's Stimpy? Huh? Is Stimpy your other lesbian lover? Yeah, some fat fucking bitch that fucking says is a man? Yeah, that's probably who Stimpy is, huh? Fucking stupid ass bitches. The shit that comes out of their mouths, right? Well, let's continue.
The system at work, it's Ren. I can be misgendered all day long, but I cannot go by my dead name. It's like, I haven't done it in years. It will put me in a place. I just won't do it.
Yeah, look at this bitch. She's not an ugly ass person. She's just delusional. You see what happens when you kick the dad out of the home? Yeah, you get shit like this. Where's Mama, Gilbert? Yeah, Mama's dead, you stupid ass bitch. That's a good movie too. What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Yeah, well anyways, let's continue.
And I've set it up to where one or two people know my dead name, so that they'll put it in the system and it's fine. I've worked here for months and it's been fine. Nobody's known. So yesterday, I'm walking around and my manager comes up to me and she's like, "Hi, Ren," or should I say blank dead name? And I go, I'm gonna say it's Jane, which is nowhere near my dead name, by the way. So
no, bitch, nobody gives a fuck about what you're used to be called. Yeah, it could be Jane, it could be fucking Mary, it could be fucking trash. My opinion, your name is bitch. Yes, you are fucking mentally unstable. You're fucking delusional. You think fucking people give a shit about who or what you are? No, bitch. Yeah, the thing that made you special was the thing between your legs, but now you don't want that. You wanna have a fucking dick. You're dumb. So fucking stupid. You think that's gonna make you special? Yeah, being a man is fucking difficult. I'd rather be a man myself because I get the strength and all that good shit, but you have a weak ass body and you identify as a man? You're retarded. Just like TFM says, the dark soul of fucking genders. Enjoy.
Don't even try. She's like, "Hi, Ren," or should I say Jane? I go, let's not do that. Like, I'm laughing. And I said, "Let's not do that. I don't go by that name for a reason. Let's just keep it a Ren." But why? It's so pretty.
I don't know, maybe your supervisor was trying to give you some good advice, that if you act more like a woman, you'll get yourself a man. Yeah, being a lesbian or a tranny or whatever the fuck you're trying to pretend to be, is not a good thing. It's not gonna end well. You're gonna suffer more, yeah, because you're gonna be alone and forgotten with box wine and cats. You don't want that for yourself. Be smart about it. Be a wife and mother. You'll be happy in the long run, just saying.
But it's so pretty, and I say, yeah. I just don't like it. Let's just keep it a Ren. Are you sure, Jane? Are you sure? I say, listen, okay, I'm trans, and it's just something I don't appreciate. And she like giggles and like, okay, and like walks away.
Yeah, because in her eyes, what you're doing is fucking stupid. Yeah, it's like you grabbing a fish out of the river, throwing it up in the air, and expecting for the fucking fish to fly. Yes, I know there is a thing called flying fish, but they don't really fly. They just jump real, real high. So stop being stupid. It looks like you're trying to jump out of the water. Yes, sweetheart, you're not gonna fly. All you're gonna do is just go back down, and you might not hit the water, you might hit the ground. Just saying.
Now this person, this manager, swears that she didn't say anything. The next day I show up, not even like 5-10 minutes into my shift, some guy who I don't...
Yeah, this chick is fucking batshit crazy. Look at her. She's cute and all, but she's fucking insane. Look at her fucking hair. That doesn't show you she's mentally ill? Yeah, she has this weird fucking Emmett Brown fucking haircut from fucking Back to the Future. Yes, you're a silly fucking woman. Just be a woman. Stop trying to be a fucking man. And maybe people stop giving you shit. Just saying.
Like that much. Comes up to me. So what's Ren short for? Nothing. It's just Ren, which I've been asked so many times. What's your real name? Nothing. Just Ren. But like, come on, tell me, what's your real name? And I'm laughing at this point. I'm like, serious.
The stupid shit that this dumb bitch is complaining about is because some guy is just teasing her about her fucking stupid name? Nobody gives a fuck. The guy's just probably being friendly, but you took it the wrong way. Why? Because of feelings! Yes, that just shows to you that this dumb bitch is not a man. She's a woman! A woman! So put on a dress, take that penis inside of you, make a baby, and don't forget to make that sandwich too. So let's continue.
It's just Ren. Like, there's no real name. And he keeps asking me. He goes about 3 or 4 times before I start being serious. I'm like, listen, it's not funny. It's not a joke. I'm not, it's just Ren. Just leave it alone. Literally, just leave it alone. And at the same exact moment, one of my friends who had been standing next to him, I know this person outside of work, like we have each other's socials outside of work, sits there, I shit you the fuck not, and goes, isn't your name Jane?
Well, maybe because your male friend is genetically a male, is seeing you, a tranny that pretends to be male, act like a stupid fucking female. Yes, you're acting fucking stupid. And to him, this seems fucking stupid, silly, and trivial. Yes. So for me looking at you, I think you're fucking retarded. But what do I know? Apparently, I'm the stupid one. So let's continue.
And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, are you serious right now? I'm not joking. And the original guy who kept asking me didn't realize that my friend had actually said my real fucking dead name. And so we kept that, what's your real name? And at this point, my voice is shaking. And I'm like, listen, this isn't a joke. Because they're also laughing at me. And
of course they're going to be laughing at you because you're acting like a stupid buffoon. Yeah, all this tranny shit is fucking stupid and ridiculous. There's only 2 genders, males and females. There's no 3rd gender, no 4th. I know right now there's like about, what, 200? 1,000 of them? It's so fucking stupid. You people are not fucking special. If you want to be special, do something. Won't you cure cancer? Or hell, won't you stop the fucking war that's happening right now in Iran? Yeah, stop doing all this tranny bullshit and all that shit. Just be a woman, put on a dress, stop working, and maybe you'll find a guy that will actually take care of you, and you'll be happy in the long run. But you're fucking stupid, so let's continue.
I'm like, this is not a joke. You guys need to stop. I will go to HR, I will go to management. Like, this is not funny. And he keeps asking me over and over and over again, and I say, stop. And then my friend sits there, and he's laughing, and I'm like, you never do that shit ever again. He's like,
very emotional you are, sir. That just proves to you, to me, and to everyone that you're a woman. And that's why those guys are laughing at you, because you're pretending to be something that you're not. So stop fucking LARPing as a man. Just be a woman, goddammit. You're stupid. Get rid of this fucking bullshit. In the long run, you'll be happier. But no, you want to go against the grain. So like you're doing that shit, enjoy all the pain and misery that's coming towards you. Enjoy.
What? What's the problem? And I'm like, you just said my fucking dead name in front of him. And he goes, what? Is Jane your dead name? I go, are you gonna seriously sit here and pretend like you didn't know? He's like, No, I guessed that. I'm like, out of all of the names in the universe, you fucking guessed that? Are you fucking serious? Like, yeah. Like, I'm being serious. And I just turn away. And they're laughing at me.
Of course they're gonna be laughing at you because they're getting cheap thrills out of you. Yeah, you're getting all riled up, they're just winding you up like a stupid ass toy, and you're running around like a fucking jackass. So yes, of course they're gonna make fun of you. I'm making fun of you because you're stupid.
Are you rich, bro?
Yes. All you gotta do is stop doing that
Can
shit.
I be your boyfriend?
Let your hair grow out. Have your hair one color and not a fucking fruity, funky ass color. Yes, that's all you gotta do. Put on a dress. Show your cleavage. Not like a whore, but just a little bit. Put on some perfume and be more pleasant. And yes, men will fall on your feet. Yes, they'll be worshiping you because they are simpy men. Just, it is what it is. So yeah, you could have all these cash and prizes. All you gotta do is stop doing your dumb shit. But you're gonna do whatever you want, right? Well, whatever. Let's continue.
They're full-blown laughing at me. And I just had to walk away. I just had to walk away because I was about to start sobbing. So I collect myself. Because I know I'm emotional. And I'm debating on whether or not I should go to a manager. Because I want to fucking go home at this point. And I get called in by a manager. This asshole went to 2 managers and told them everything.
Actually, that was smart on his part. He knew you were gonna act stupid and you're gonna make this shit into a big ass fucking case. Yes, and this is what happened to you. You're the one that got popped. Enjoy. Actually, it reminds me of something where I work. There was this fucking bitch, a black chick. She wanted me to fuck her, but I didn't. Good thing. Because you know what she did? She recorded some guy supposedly was doing the Nazi salute, and she was trying to get him fired for racist shit. And you know what happened to that dumb bitch? She got fired for recording him doing that racist shit, saying that she's being racist. You thought, you fucking nigger bitch? That's what you get, you dumb whore. Yes, she wanted my fucking wet back cock inside her nigger pussy. But no, I wouldn't fuck her because she has a kid and she's a nigger. So no thank you. But anyways, let's continue.
So now, it's gone from zero people from, as of 2 days ago, to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, oh, and then 6, because somebody else was involved in the discussion. This manager starts trying to be like, oh, he just guessed it, like blah, 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 like trying to defend him, and I'm sitting there going like, no, I told him to stop. It wasn't just him, it was also somebody else. Like, this is, I just want to go home.
You see how you're acting, you dumb bitch? That proves to everyone in the world that you're a woman. A woman. W-O-M-E-N. Oh, sorry. It's with an A, not with an E. Yeah, woman. Damn it. I guess I am a minority. I can't even spell right. Anyways, yeah. This dumb bitch needs to fucking know her place. She needs to act more like a woman instead of doing this shit. Yes. So don't be like this dumb bitch. Be smarter and be a better speller than I am too. So let's continue.
And they kept trying to get me to stay. Tried to guilt me into staying. Be like, we had somebody call out, blah, blah, blah. And I tried. I sat there. I was trying to be good about it. And then I just ended up fucking sobbing. I could not stop sobbing. And so I...
You're a woman, so stop pretending to be a man. You're fucking stupid. Men don't fucking cry. Unless you're a fucking faggot. That's a horse of a different color. But you're a woman, so be a woman. So stop that. Just okay, saying.
Listen, I'm uncomfortable. I need to go home. And they tried to guilt me and make me feel bad. I was sitting there. I have a specific job. But I completed. I was like, I can stay for just a little bit and complete what I have, and then I'm gonna go. And they were like,
you're there to do a job. Can you do the job? Yes or no? If you can't, then you should get fired. Yes, now that all this bullshit is trying to get flushed down the toilet and all these weak people, they're going to be losing their jobs. So people like her, she's going to be losing her job. All you fucking weenies, you're going to be losing all your fucking jobs because you can't cut the mustard and we don't have money to be splurging on fucking stupid people. Oh yes, I bet fucking in a few months, maybe in a year, things are going to be so fucking crazy. I'm going to dread that fucking time because fuck, it's going to suck for everybody. We're all going to be suffering, and it's because of stupid weak ass people like this. There's more fucking losers than winners, and because of that, oh man, the whole world's going to get fucked. Yes man, we're just a big chain pussy waiting to get fucked. Oh man, this is going to suck, but whatever, let's continue.
Okay, sure, yeah, fine. So I go to my little private room. They follow me, the two managers that have been told about this, follow me in there, and they start to deliver, like, all right, so since he's going to be gone, we're going to need to do this, and this, and this, and this, and this, start, like, listening and, like, trying to, like, figure out a game plan to, like, tackle how I'm going to be gone, and I'm sitting there just like, okay, I'm still fucking leaving, fuck you guys, and...
You know what, Mary? It is better that you fucking leave. As a matter of fact, you should get fired. You complain more than you actually do work, so you're more of a net drain than a benefit, so what's the point of having you around? Just saying, you're not sucking my dick, you're just causing fucking issues. So in my opinion, you should get fired. But what do I know? I'm just a stupid wetback, so let's continue.
As I'm completing what I have already had done, they start adding more work. I'm losing it. Like, times, I'm just losing it and losing it and losing it and losing it. And then I finally finish. And then I go upstairs to clock out. And I have to tell somebody I'm clocking out. And I hear one of the managers. And I go around the corner to tell her I'm leaving. And she's sitting eating lunch with the two fucking assholes.
Gasp! Oh no, the audacity! The manager's eating with those two assholes! Ooh. Hey, wait a minute, isn't one of those assholes supposed to be your friend or something? And because he said your real name, he's an asshole now? Ooh, fucking what a loyal friend you are. Yeah, so fucking stupid, but whatever, let's continue.
That started all of this! I just don't fucking understand why people give a fuck. Why do people care about what the fuck is my actual dead name?
No one cares what your stupid fucking loser name is. You're just fucking retarded trying to be special. Go fuck yourself. Just saying.
It's not a big deal. I'm just Ren. It's just fucking Ren. And it doesn't fucking matter. And they wear it like it's some special little medallion of like, oh, I figured out something secret. And whenever you tell people you're trans, they act like that anyways. And you get that earlier on. Everybody always wants to just figure it out. And they always like, it's just like literally it's plagued my entire fucking life. And I don't understand why people give a fuck. Like,
no one cares. It's just because you're a fucking woman. You're fucking stupid. You have these delusional ideas. Nobody gives a shit about your fucking what woman, you know, you're a man. Nobody gives a shit about your fucking gender. No, just fucking do the job. You see why women shouldn't be working? Yeah, women are so fucking stupid. Repeal the 19th, women should lose all their fucking rights. They do all this stupid shit. But no, people want to fucking give women all these cash and prizes. They deserve nothing. If they're not going to suck your dick, they should fucking do their own fucking work. And if they can't, well then too bad. I guess fucking find a man or die. Not my problem. Let's continue.
It's just Ren. Who gives a fuck? It's literally God. And then the second you tell people you're trans, they'll start misgendering you even if they didn't do it before. And like, it changes their entire perspective about you. And it's so fucking frustrating that now this is happening because I really liked this job.
Well, if you do like this job, then stop your complaining and do the fucking work. Stop leaving early over stupid shit. Yes, you're gonna get fired sooner or later, so you better stop. Just saying.
And this was what I didn't want to happen.
Well, quit doing stupid shit and none of this bad shit will happen. Yeah, you see these women, they have all these stupid ideas in their head. Yeah, that's why women shouldn't go to school, they shouldn't go to work, they shouldn't be doing all these stupid things. They don't deserve to have rights. Yeah, they should be going to the kitchen and just making babies and sandwiches. It's not fucking hard. Yeah, ease their burden. Yeah, being a second-class citizen is not a bad thing. All it does, it keeps you protected and safe. Yeah, like you don't need to work, it's just too much stress. Take care of the children, and we'll take care of everything else. You will have your diamond rings, you'll have your belly full of food, and all that good stuff. So trust us, we will protect you. Yes, friends. So you be awesome, you be great, and don't let these stupid women do whatever the fuck they want, because look how the world is now. Okay? Just something to think about, friends. So you be awesome and take care of yourself. Goodbye.
This 1977 argument from All in the Family sounds like 2026.
They don't keep saying they. If you're talking about the underprivileged minorities, it's not their fault. They do it for environmental and socioeconomic reasons.
How come you always use big words just not to show your ignorance?
Poor people steal. Hungry people steal.
Oh, yeah. That's why in that July blackout there, they drove 50 cars out of the showrooms on account of they had a craving to eat a Pontiac.
Yes, they have a craving because the media advertisers create that craving. They tell the people what they should want, and they tell them that they're nothing unless they run right out and get it. Well, what the hell are they supposed to do?
Supposed to go out and work for a buck.
Work, work, where is the work?
Ah, cut that stuff out. In this country, anybody wants to do an honest day's work, you can do it. Look at me, I'm holding down two jobs. I run my own saloon there. I still drive 3 cab shifts a week. I just come off of one. Hey, the last hour I made $100.
How'd you do that?
Well, one trip from Kennedy Airport into the city.
Well, that's 20 bus tops.
When you squeeze 5 horses into your cab, charging $20 a head, wake it up, Professor.
How did you get 5 people to give you 20 bucks a piece?
Easy, I scared the hell out of them. Tell them they're gonna get mugged in a blackout.
It's illegal! That's looting!
Oh, well, I couldn't help myself. I was hungry. I had a craving for all of my social, ecological, environmentality.
Boy, you have some nerve complaining about what they did.
They? Who is they?
Art, you took advantage of people in a desperate situation. You talk about looting. Gee, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, don't put no words into my mouth. I never mentioned a white black there. Them looters was all colors and shades. Everything but white.
Don't you see, Arch? It's the system.
Don't
it's the quest for the
system.
American dream that creates this kind of thing.
Radical hoo-ha, don't give it to me. Write a letter to the papers. That's what you ought to do. Write a letter to the editor there. In the meantime, get the hell out of here. It's my house. I didn't mean out of the house. I meant out of the country. You want to talk that Russian talk, take yourself back over to the USSO. And if they won't leave you in there, try Jersey. They'll take anybody.